All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where Were You? January 2nd, 1993. In the news, in Somalia, President Bush visited troops and thanked them for helping to bring peace to the war and for helping to lead the program to feed the hungry there. By the way, Bush's swan song, he and President Boris Yeltsin will sign a sweeping East-West arms reduction accord. Both voice optimism about the future of U.S.-Russian ties. At the movies,
the facts of the case are these. On midnight of September 6th, the accused entered the barracks room of their platoon mate. They woke him up, tied his arms and legs with tape, forced a rag into his throat. A few minutes later, a chemical reaction caused his lungs to begin bleeding. He drowned in his own blood and was pronounced dead at 37 minutes past midnight.
A Navy lawyer who has never been inside of the courtroom defends two stubborn Marines who have been accused of murdering a colleague.
You want to investigate me? Roll the dice and take your chances. I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who were trained to kill me. So don't think for one second you can come down here, flash a badge, and make me nervous.
Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, Kevin Bacon, and Demi Moore star in A Few Good Men.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Saturday Night TV on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, Dr. Mike battles an influenza epidemic.
Emily has been doubly exposed to the influenza. Unless she takes care of herself, she'll be all the more susceptible.
Well, I suppose reasonable folks can disagree. I'd say we ought to let Emily be the judge.
You have ranching expertise. I have medical expertise. I don't tell you how to work your cattle, so don't tell me how to treat my patients.
And on the radio,
sixth week in a row at number one, Whitney Houston singing Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You.
And I will always love you. I will always love you.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1993.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where Were You?
TakeMyVoice.com.